This is Akashwani, Itanagar. The news read by Hageani. India marks the first anniversary of Operation Sindoor today. On the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the country remains steadfast in its resolve to defeat terrorism and dismantle its enabling ecosystem. In a social media post on the completion of 1 year of Operation Sindoor, Mr. Modi said that the Indian armed forces had displayed unparalleled courage, precision and resolve during the operation. He said the forces gave a fitting response to those who dared to attack innocent Indians at Pahalgam. Mr. Modi also added that the entire nation salutes the armed forces for their valor. The Prime Minister said Operation Sindoor reflected India's firm response against terrorism and its unwavering commitment to safeguarding national security. Niti Aayog today released a policy report on school education system in India, temporal analysis and policy roadmap for quality enhancement. The report is a policy document that presents a comprehensive decade-long analysis of India's school education system across key parameters such as access and enrollment, infrastructure, equity and inclusion, and learning outcomes. The report provides a detailed policy roadmap comprising 13 comprehensive recommendations. Governor Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnaik has extended his warm greetings to the members and volunteers of the Indian Red Cross Society, Arunachal Pradesh State Branch, as well as to all those devoted to humanitarian service on the special occasion of World Red Cross Day. He expressed hope that the year's theme, Keeping Humanity Alive and United for Humanity, would further reinforce the spirit of compassion, solidarity and selfless service that defines the Red Cross movement across the world. In his message, the governor said that World Red Cross Day offers all an opportunity to renew our commitment to the noble ideals of humanity, impartiality, neutrality and voluntary service, the principles that continue to inspire millions in alleviating suffering and building resilient communities. Chief Minister Pema Khandu has announced the strengthening of the creative economy cell within the CMO. The Chief Minister made the announcement while chairing a high-level review meeting today with organizers of premier state events. The cell will act as a bridge between local talent and the global industry, facilitating linkages and career progression pathways, Khandu said. On the occasion, the Chief Minister unveiled a vision to transform standalone competitions into a structured talent pipeline, ensuring that the state's youth can transition from the stage to sustainable professional careers in the global entertainment industry. In a significant revelation regarding industry expansion, the Chief Minister noted that the state is looking towards digital giants to amplify local voices. He informed that strategic collaborations, including with global platforms such as Spotify, are being explored to handhold our emerging singers and help them reach wider audiences. Minister for Education, P.D. Sona, held a productive meeting with U.S. Consul General Kolkata, Ms. Kathy Gills Diaz, along with Mr. Brafus Kalunt, Political and Economic Affairs, Ms. Hyan Gomes and Mr. Abhijit Sharma at Itanagar today. The meeting deliberated on collaboration under the leadership program, focusing on technology, urban planning and natural disaster management and opportunities to strengthen tourism development and operations planning. Sona, in a social media post, informed that the meeting explored identifying signature destinations and thematic circuits, culture-led, with pockets of adventure, biodiversity and the Buddhist circuit of Tawang, and highlighted heritage sites like the World War Cemetery at Namphong Changlang. The Department of Fire and Emergency Services has operationalized its single window clearance system. Congratulating the department for the initiative, Home Minister Mama Natung in a social media post today said that the operationalization marks an important step towards transparent and technology-driven governance in Arunachal Pradesh. The minister added that the initiative also reflects the government's firm commitment towards strengthening digital governance and achieving 100% e-office implementation across departments. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.